Sara Mattiucci was born in Urbino, Italy on May 6, 1978, to parents Anice and Angelo, in a deeply Christian family. Since nursery school, she has always been loved by everyone for her sweet and obedient nature. Even at 3 years old, she recites her prayers every evening, and on Sundays, she goes to mass with her mother and father, and if sometimes she doesn't go, she makes herself heard all afternoon. She tells them, "Now try asking Jesus for help. Jesus won't help us because we didn't go to mass." In May of 1983, at the age of 5, Sara suddenly fell ill and was eventually diagnosed with Wilms' tumor. It was during this period that Sara slowly began to have a special love for the Madonna, who she puts before everything and everyone, even her own mother Anice. One day, Sara and her mother were alone at home talking about Jesus. Suddenly, Sara asks her mother, "Mom, you know that I love you so much, but if I tell you that I have a little more for the Madonna than for you, will you be offended?" Her mother, after hearing this, told little Sara that it is beautiful to love the Madonna more than her, since the Virgin Mary is the mother of all. At these words, a beautiful light of joy lights up in Sara's eyes. It was the answer she wanted to hear. The little girl often goes to the Sant'Orsola Hospital in Bologna for treatment, and every time she does, she would ask to make a stop at the sanctuary of the Madonna delle Grazie in Trebbio di Monte Gridolfo. Located in the sanctuary is the millstone with the imprint of the Madonna's feet. According to tradition, the Virgin Mary landed when she descended from heaven to appear to two humble people in 1548. Another place very dear to Sara was the Holy House of Loreto, which has always been a pilgrimage destination for the Mattiucci family. Every time little Sara entered the great Basilica of Loreto, she was always moved by happiness. Sara herself once said, "It is beautiful to pray here because this is the little house where the Madonna was born." The last summer was in 1985. Sara spent almost the entire summer at the Sant'Orsola Hospital in Bologna, where it became more evident that the treatments weren't showing any positive results. Sara's mother had now understood that the only hope she had left was a miracle. One day, Sara and her mother Anice were talking about places where the Madonna had appeared, and since Sara's health was not improving, her mother suggested that they visit Lourdes. At that moment, Sara responded very promptly, "I would like to go where the Madonna appears now, at this moment, not where she has already been." At that time, there was much talk about the Marian phenomena in Medjugorje, and despite many difficulties due to Sara's health conditions, her parents managed to take her on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. On September 26, 1985, Sara left for Medjugorje with her mother and father. The driver of the bus that took the pilgrims to the site was an atheist and certainly did not believe in the apparitions or the statements of the visionaries. He asked to carry Sara to the site of the apparitions. Immediately afterward, the driver's attitude changed completely. He seemed to be overcome with peace. He even asked little Sara for 2 rosary beads for his daughters and did not hesitate to hang one on the rearview mirror of the bus. In fact, while Sara had the desire to come into contact with Our Lady, her parents, Anice and Angelo, hoped for a miracle. For the Mattiucci family, however, the longed-for request for healing for little Sara does not arrive. But while they were in Medjugorje, Sara's parents came to understand that the little girl was a gift from God and that she belonged to Him. In the most difficult test, Sara's parents placed their trust in the good plan that God had for Sara. They then felt accompanied by the Madonna, who takes all 3 of them by the hand like children, upon returning from the pilgrimage to Medjugorje. The situation worsens and there is no longer any hope of recovery. Sara's parents spoke to the parish priest about Sara's great desire, which was to receive Holy Communion. By now, The only thing on Sarah's mind was the day when she will receive communion, or as she usually says, the Jesus sandwich. Sarah received the first communion in the hospital with the blessing of Donato Bianchi, Archbishop of Urbino. Since then, she has received the Eucharist every day. By now, the scars on her belly are so many that they take the shape of a cross. Her last weeks approached and the little girl spends them at home. Even though weakened, she still makes every painful effort to get up to receive communion. The last days of her life had been excruciating, but she never complains and consoles everyone by saying that she is fine. One day, when the pain has become unbearable, her mother finds Sarah with her little hands clasped with tears in her eyes as she looks up to the sky while talking to her Jesus. At 4:30 p.m. on January the 7th, after wetting her lips with a sip of holy water, with a rosary in her hands, and after receiving the anointing of the sick, Sarah ascends to heaven, while large snowflakes fall from the sky. Sara Matteucci, prega per noi.